folks, it's time for three fun facts about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And a bunch of dribble drabble I made up. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers were established in 1976. Now that was a strange year. Did you know that was the year of the very first Apple computer called the Apple One? And it was only a few days after it came out that people started complaining that it bent when they put it in their front pocket. Not much has changed. Now, the Buccaneers were the first expansion team since the merger with the American Football League in 1970 that captured a division title, won a game in the playoffs, and hosted a conference championship. This all happened in 1979. It was like that one year in high school where everything went right for you, but the next year you couldn't get a date with the lunch lady. The Bucs persisted, however, and it paid off. In 2002, they won the Super Bowl. However, they haven't been back since, so that makes them so far a Super Bowl one-hit wonder. Now, they say another one-hit wonder from 2002 is country music star Chris Cagle, but you can't go by what these polls say about one-hit wonders. I mean, he had his only pop music hit that year called I Breathe In, I Breathe Out, but the guy has a ton of country music hits. So there's no way you can call Chris Cagle a one-hit wonder. Let's be serious. This is how his song I Breathe In, I Breathe Out goes. I breathe in, I breathe out. I breathe in, and I shake it all about. You do the Chris Cagle and turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. Now that, son, is country music greatness right there. That boy is a legend. Folks, that has been three fun facts about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and a bunch of hogwash I made up off the top of my head. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe. What, you're going to tell me that Ariana Grande is going to be a big pop music sensation?